that rocks.
Danger zone, danger zone.
I knew you were going to do it.
You knew I was going to do it.
Yeah.
You saw me building up to it.
I did.
Anyway, good morning, 6:34. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? I got to tell you about this before you get into your little spiel here. This would be fantastic, Brock. I would love this so much.
What?
This is the headline here. People are demanding a reality TV show where flat earthers search for the edge of the world. Come on. Let's go for it. Let's do it.
Why has no one done it yet?
They're doing Bigfoot. They do aliens. They do the whole ghost hunters thing. Why not?
You saw recently that one flat earther that died trying to launch.
Oh, his rocket?
His rocket.
His homemade rocket.
So a flat earther tried to prove that the earth was flat and launched his homemade rocket and he died.
Ugh. Because he was, I think it was his third one, wasn't it?
That's the thing, it's so simple. What do they not have an answer for why
he wants to see it for himself.
Oh, God.
Doesn't believe any of the footage, any of the science, any of the history that's been proven it. You know,
that's the thing is, why isn't a prominent flat earther? I mean, it can't be that hard to find the edge of the earth. So big.
Dude, I'll pay for a plane ticket.
Yeah.
You can see the curve if you get high enough in that plane. For sure. I think you could see it at regular height, right, in a plane? You look out the window?
No, I don't think. Maybe. I don't know.
Slightly?
Still, though, I don't need to see it because I just know that it's round.
Right.
Because I'm not a moron.
Please let there be a reality TV show. That would be epic.
That would be epic, and everyone would watch it.
Well, you didn't find it at the end of the day? Huh. Huh, that's funny. Huh. It's going to end up like Ghost Hunters. 19 seasons. Still haven't found a ghost or the edge of the earth. Morons. God. 19 seasons.
Son of Sam just messaged me. He said the flat earther who died is now a splat earther.
Oh, damn. Damn, Sam. Damn.
That's funny. All right, we'll see. We'll get with like CBS or something like that. See if we can throw that. It's the amazing race to find
tonight
the flattest.
CBS News.
CBS News. Alex Stone. Flat earthers. All right, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Damn right. Well, the complete list for Record Store Day 2020 is out. The full list is available on the Record Store Day site. Here's a selection of the bigger releases coming out on April 18th, so you can expand your vinyl collection. The Allman Brothers Band, Fillmore West. From 1971, 2LP set is out there. Bad Flower, one of our favorites, man. The Jester, and Everybody Wants to Rule the World will be out. Beck has a new one. David Bowie's going to have two of them. Cheap Trick, Out to Get You, 2LP. That was recorded in L.A. in 1977. That'll be out. Alice Cooper's got one, Live at the Apollo from 82. Def Leppard, Fleetwood Mac. Man, there's some amazing releases that's going to happen.
And you said Record Store Day.
Yeah.
Which is April 18th?
April 18th.
One problem.
What?
Where?
Any record stores.
Where?
Record stores. Yeah.
I know we don't have any.
Yeah, we got the one, down in Benton Harbor.
Where?
There's one down in downtown Benton Harbor. There's one in St. Joe right on the main strip next to the Buck. There's one in South Haven.
Really?
Yeah, the one in South Haven, Anthony Kiedis goes to all the time.
I had no idea.
Not all the time.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Record stores.
Maybe I'll go and...
Yeah,
no, I don't have a record player.
You don't deserve Record Store Day, Hunter. No. How dare you?
They're good frisbees, man.
How dare you? Good God. You probably chucked like a really expensive one at some point. Anyway, like I said, you can see the full list of what's going to be released on Record Store Day, and it's a long one. Be ready for it at their website. So check it out and then go get your
records. Hopefully there's no CD Store Day because
I don't think so.
That's not a thing.
We had that, and they're all closed now.
They're gone.
They're all closed. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1973. I love this one. Slade were number one in the UK with their single, Come On, Feel the Noise. So a lot of people don't realize that the one done
Twisted Sister?
Not Twisted Sister. No. Oh, my God. I'm so mad at myself right now. Quiet Riot. Jesus H. Criminy. Quiet Riot covered Slade from 1973. Is that my phone ringing?
Yeah. Someone's
calling.
Screaming
hey,
at
moron.
Us.
Oh, no.
Twisted. Sorry about that.
So Quiet Riot actually covered it. And they also covered another Slade song, Mama, We're All Crazy Now. But yeah, a lot of people don't know Slade, mm-hmm. Over the UK, 1973. And it's different when you listen to it. Still the same song, but, you know, not all distorted. And it's very, like, clean. And when you see a different band doing it, you're like,
check
what?
Check that out.
This is weird, man. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.